pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Holy Father, as we turn our attention to your word,
天父，我们的心在你的话语上。
May you please give us understanding and wisdom.
请您给我们智慧和理解。
Through your spirit.
通过你的圣灵。
In Jesus' name we ask these.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning's reading is James chapter 4, verses 13 to 17.
这个经文应该是雅各书的四章十三到十七节。
Not John.
不是约翰福音，抱歉。
James 4:13-17. Come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit.
你们有些人说，今天或是明天，我们要往某某城去，在那里逗留一年半载，做生意赚钱。
Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away.
其实你们根本不知道明天会发生什么事，你们的生命是什么呢？你们只不过像一阵雾气，出现片刻就无影无踪了。
Instead, you ought to say,If the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
你们只当说，如果主许可，我们就可以活着，可以做这事或做那事。
But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
现在你们竟敢傲慢自夸，这实属邪恶。
Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin.
所以人若知道善而不去行，就是犯罪。
Those of you who drive probably remember your first driving lesson, or at least your first in-car session.
我们当中可以开车的人大概还记得第一次你上驾驶课或者第一次开车的情形。
Mine was way back on February 1st, 1980.
Pastor Torres 还记得他第一次开车是1980年2月1日。
My instructor was a little Italian fellow named Carmelo Sansaloni, who was driving a 1979 Plymouth Volare.
他说他的驾驶老师是一个意大利人，开一部1979年的车。
In the car was myself and my classmates Tim and Karen.
在车里面坐着 Pastor Torres 还有他的朋友 Tim 和 Karen。
When it was my turn to go, I sat behind the wheel and the instructor said, start driving.
John 坐在驾驶座的后面，那个老师说，开吧。
I thought there must be more. I didn't know how to drive a car, but he just said, yeah, go ahead, start driving.
他不会开车，他也不知道该怎么开，那这个老师就说，开吧。
So I started very slowly, very carefully, very gingerly.
所以这样很小心的，很谨慎的，很慢的把这个车开起来了。
I was aware that I was in control of this powerful machine that could take me from point A to point B, or could just end up in destruction.
他意识到自己在驾驶一部非常强有力的大型机器，或者这个机器可以帮助他从 A 点到 B 点，或者可以制造很多的毁灭。
So I was in control of this.
他是掌管这部机器的主人。
But I wasn't in ultimate control because beside me sat the instructor.
他不是完全掌管这部车，因为驾驶老师坐在他的旁边。
He had the emergency brake so that if I was tearing through a red light, he could slam on the brake.
那上过驾校的学生都知道，在驾驶老师的脚下还有一个。车闸，他可以随时踩这个闸停掉这部车。
He could grab the steering wheel if I was doing something stupid.
如果这样做一些错的行为，那这个老师也可以抓住方向盘阻止他。
And it was comforting to know that.
这样他这样觉得比较安心。
Later, however, you don't need an instructor. You pass your test, you get licensed, and then you are in ultimate control.
这样拿到驾照之后，再不需要老师坐在车里面了，他自己完全掌管这部车。
You're as reckless as you want to be, so that car will get you from point A to point B, or it will end up in destruction.
你可以很粗心大意、漫不经心的开车，可以从 A 点到 B 点，或者说制造交通事故。
Now the proper Christian life, the life that is pleasing to God, is lived like you are a driving student.
那我们基督徒的生活有点像。 一个驾驶员，我们愿意使神喜悦。
You make your way through life.
我们开过生命这部车。
You have your hands on the steering wheel of your life, as it were.
我们手在方向盘上。
You're making decision after decision.
我们做一个又一个的决定。
And through it all, God is with you.
但在所有的过程中，神都与我们同在。
He's right there beside you.
神在我们的身旁。
And you know he can step in any time he wants to override your decisions because he is sovereign, he is boss.
我们知道任何时候神都可以介入我们的生活来做他所愿意的事情，因为他是全能的，他是老板。
And it should be comforting to us to know that.
那这应该让我们觉得很安心。
However, too often Christians live their lives like the licensed driver instead.
但很多时候，作为基督徒，我们的生活就像已经拿到驾照的老司机。
As if we are in complete control.
好像我们是完全掌管这部车的。
With no instructor present.
不需要任何的教员。
No one to tell us where to go or what to do.
没有人能够告诉我们怎么做，去哪里。
There's a failure to recognize the sovereignty of God over our lives.
我们没有意识到神是全能的，掌管我们生活的。
Oh, sure, we recognize it in theory.
从理论上我们意识到这一点。
But we live our lives as if we do not.
但我们的生活方式却是相反的。
We lay our plans and make our decisions without proper attention to the will and the word of God.
但当我们做决定，做我们生活计划的时候，并没有考虑到神的旨意。
It's not a new problem at all.
这并不是一个新的问题。
There from the earliest days, when in the Garden of Eden, man decided to be the master of his own life and ate the fruit regardless of what God had said.
即使在伊甸园中，亚当、夏娃他们要自己做主决定去吃这个禁果。
And it was obviously there in New Testament times, which is why James wrote this in his letter.
那今天我们的经文雅各提到的是因为在旧新约的时候也有同样的问题，所以雅各写了这部书。
So let us see what James has to say about this, bearing in mind that this is the word of God himself.
那让我们具体的看一看雅各讲的这个问题，而且我们要意识到这是神的话语，不只是雅各的话。
Now first, we see that he is addressing Christian businessmen, merchants, entrepreneurs.
好像这部书他写的是给基督徒生意人来写的。
People are planning to buy and sell.
做买卖的人，做生意的人。
But the teaching is not restricted to them.
但这个他的教诲的应用有更广泛的范畴。
So what is the problem? Well, let's read verses 13 to 14a.
那当时他发现有什么样的问题呢？我们读一读雅各书的四章十三节和十四节。
Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow.
你们有些人说，今天或是明天，我们要往某某城去，在那里逗留一年半载，做生意赚钱。其实你们根本不知道明天会发生什么事。
Now notice the problem. It is not that they are engaged in business. It is not that they are seeking to make a profit. There's nothing unbiblical about that.
那这些人他们想做生意，想赚钱，这是没有错的。我们圣经并不说这是错的。
The problem is that they have not taken into account the will and the sovereignty of God.
那问题是他们没有考虑神的意愿。
They have made plans for the future, and there's nothing wrong with that either.
他们为将来做计划，这也是可行的。
But they seem to have forgotten God. They left him out of their planning.
但好像他们忘记了神，他们的计划并没有，把神放在其中。
Oops.
Oops.
They're planning for an entire year into the future and failing to recognize that they don't really know what could even happen tomorrow.
他们为将来的一年做了满满的计划，但他们没有意识到，即使明天发生什么事，他们都没有办法掌握。
Proverbs 27 verse 1 warns us, Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth.
箴言二十七篇一节讲到，不要为明天夸口，因为你不知明天会怎样。
Whatever plans you make may be derailed.
那你的计划也许不会成功。
Any number of things could arise that would cause you to be unable to even go, or if you go, to be able to engage in your business, or if you engage in your business, to make a profit.
那不可预料的事情会发生，也许你不可能去做这个生意，或者说这个生意并不会让你赚钱。
You might die before the year is over.
也许这一年还没有过完，你就已经死掉了。
Whatever you plan, if it is not the will of God, it will not come to pass.
你做的计划如果和神的旨意不相符的话，那就不会发生。
That is what these people must realize.
这些人没有意识到这一点。
They must recognize that their very lives are always in the hands of God.
他们没有意识到神是掌管他们生命的主人。
In graphic terms, James describes the frailty and impermanence of human life.
换句话说，雅各他形容我们人的生命是非常的脆弱的，非常不可预料的。
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away.
你们的生命是什么呢？你们只不过像一阵雾气，出现片刻就无影无踪了。
We had a terrible example of this less than 3 months ago.
不到三个月之前，我们有一个非常大的悲剧发生在加拿大。
Team of junior hockey players, the Humboldt Broncos, on a bus on their way to a playoff game.
Humboldt Broncos 这个冰球队，这些年轻的冰球队员，他们坐汽车去参加一个比赛。
Yeah, all of us who've played hockey know the kind of plans those young men had in mind.
我们打过冰球的人都知道这些年轻人他们的未来。
The goal to play professional hockey.
他们要做职业的冰球员。
To make it to the NHL.
去能够打 NHL 的比赛。
You can imagine the kind of plans they had to do that.
那你可以想到他们的做的这个宏伟的对将来做的计划。
And yet they're on the bus.
他们在汽车上。
And the transport truck comes up and they never have any warning. They never see it coming. And in a moment, they're gone.
那个大卡车过来了，他们根本没有预料到，在瞬间之中，这些年轻人的生命都消失了。
And at that moment, all of their plans, their carefully laid plans, their cherished plans were gone.
那瞬间就让他们所有的这些计划都云消雾散了。
They didn't realize that their last minute was their last minute.
他们都不知道这是他们生命中的最后一分钟。
There's nothing like the realization of our own mortality to remind us forcefully that we are not ultimately in control.
当我们意识到生命是多么脆弱的时候，我们才认识到神是完全掌管我们生命。
We are not sovereign. God is.
我们不是全能的，只有神是全能的。
King David, when he caught himself acting improperly in God's eyes, prayed in Psalm 39, 4-5, Lord, make me to know my end and what's the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am.
那大卫王当他做了不义的事的时候，他向神祷告，在诗篇39:4-5。大卫王的祷告，耶和华，求你让我知道我人生的终点和寿数，明白人生何其短暂，你使我的生命转瞬即逝。
Indeed, you have made my days as handbreadths, and my age is as nothing before you. Certainly, every man at his best state is but vapor.
我的岁月在你眼中不到片刻，人的生命不过是一丝气息。
Yeah, vapor, the very same word James uses.
气息或者雾气，雅各也提到了。
Our lives are like vapor and God is sovereign.
我们的生命就像雾气，但神是全能的。
David reminds us that whenever we are minded to do something against the will of God, something we know is wrong, we need to remember these facts.
那看到大卫王的作为呢，我们要意识到当我们做的事情不让神喜悦的时候，我们要到神的面前来求和神和好。
Bildad the Shuhite in Job 25 gives us two good pictures of God's sovereignty.
那在这个约伯记的25章，舒雅人比勒达也给了我们两个例子。
In verse 3 he says, Is there any number to God's armies? Upon whom does his light not arise?
那约伯记25:3，谁能计算他天军的数目？谁不被他的光辉照耀
？Is there any number to his armies？
谁能计算神天军的数目
？Oh, the world's attention is focused on armies now, isn't it？
那最近我们经常看到一些关于军队的 新闻。
We just saw the U.S.-North Korea summit in Singapore recently, meeting to avert war.
那我们看到在新加坡的这个美国和北韩的谈判，要避免战争。
North Korea has the 23rd most powerful army in the world with an annual military budget of $7.5 billion.
那韩国的这个军方预算在世界排名是23位，它每年的军方预算是75亿。北韩。
The U.S. is the superpower. Their budget is $647 billion every year.
那美国的军方预算是6470亿每一年，它是一个强国，军事强国。
That is bigger than the next 14 countries combined.
那它在它之后14个国家的军政预算加在一起也没有它的大。
The biggest and most powerful navy.
它有最强的海军。
Displacement tonnage of 3.5 million tons.
它的排水量是 ，sorry, what's the number?
3.5 million.
350万。
Yeah, it's about one and a half times the next two combined.
那它之后的两个国家加起来，也不到它的一半。
Most powerful air force.
它也有最强的空军。
Almost 20,000 aircraft and helicopters.
它有20,000架飞机和直升机。
The recruiting jingle for the U.S. Air Force is "Nothing can stop the U.S. Air Force."
那美国这个空军的招聘的广告，他说没有人可以阻止美国的空军。
Really?
确实吗
？Do you think God could stop them?
神可不可以阻止他呢
？Bildad asks, "Is there any number to his armies? How big an army do you think it would take to outnumber God?"
那神谁可以数算神的天军？那你的军队要多大才可以打败神
？When you put it that way, that recruiting slogan seems ridiculous, doesn't it?
那你从这个角度来看的话，他们的招聘广告好像是很奇怪。
Upon whom does his light not rise?
谁不被他的光辉照耀
？All life on earth depends on that light from the sun that God made for this planet.
那我们知道生命是需要阳光的。
The most powerful man on earth.
即使是最强大的人。
The master of all I survey.
那最强壮的人。
It's totally dependent on this.
还是需要阳光。
Totally. No sun, he is dead meat.
那如果没有阳光，我们都没有办法继续生命。
No air, no water, same thing.
如果没有水和空气，我没有办法生存。
And it's all given to us by God. It's all made by God. It's all controlled by God.
那所有的这些生命必需品都是神造的，都是神掌管的，都是神给我们的。
Just think of the folly of those who don't want God in their lives.
那想一想这些不想要神在他们生命中的人。
Leave me alone, God. Why should I worship you?
那不要管我神，为什么我要敬拜你
？Go your way, God. I don't need you. I'll go my way.
那你走你的阳光路，我走我的独木桥。
What if God said, "Okay, I'll go"?
那神说 ，OK， 那我走了。
But I'm taking my son with me.
那我要带我的太阳一起走。
How long will Mr. I don't need God last without the sun?
那不需要神的人还能生存多久呢
？Yeah, once again, we are totally dependent on God.
我们是完全的依赖神的。
In light of this, the attitude that we are in full control of our lives, that we can overlook God in our plans. That we can be boasting in our arrogance, as James puts it, is seen to be vain and foolish in the extreme.
那像雅各书所说的，我们认为自己可以完全掌管自己的生命，我们有这种骄傲的态度，不愿意向神低头，这是非常的愚蠢的行为。
So what is the correct attitude?
那什么是正确的基督徒生活的态度呢
？Back to James verse 15.
那雅各书四章十五节。
Indeed, you ought to say, "If the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that."
你们只当说，如果主许可，我们就可以活着，可以做这事或做那事。
The proper attitude humbly acknowledges the sovereignty of God. If the Lord wills, we shall live.
那我们要虚心地接受，神是全能的，神是掌权的。如果神愿意，我们可以活。
And that expresses a hope or a desire, not a demand or a presumption.
那我们的希望，我们的愿望， 可以表达，但是这我没有权利来掌管神的作为。
We see this attitude consistently in Paul.
那我们看到保罗也是有这样的态度。
In Acts 18:21, he says, I must by all means keep this coming feast in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you, God willing.
那使徒行传18:21, 他向众人道别说，如果上帝许可，我会回来。
Romans 1:10, making request, if by some means now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you.
罗马书1:10, 我如何在祷告中常常想到你们，并求上帝让我照他的旨意最终能去你们那里。
Romans 15:32, that I may come to you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together with you.
罗马书15:32, 并使我按照上帝的旨意欢然去与你们相聚，一同重新得力。
1 Corinthians 4:19, but I will come to you shortly if the Lord wills.
哥林多前书4:19, 但主若许可，我会很快去你们那里。
Paul didn't see anything wrong with making plans.
那保罗也做了他的计划。
But was always remembering that it's up to the will of God.
但他记得如果神许可。
It was the attitude of Jesus himself.
耶稣基督也是有同样的态度。
In his incarnation,
那当他道成肉身之后，
in John 5:30, he said, I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me.
约翰福音5:30，他讲到，我凭自己不能做什么，我按父上帝的旨意审判。
John 6:38, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
约翰福音6:38，因为我从天上下来，不是要成就自己的旨意，而是要成就差我来者的旨意。
And of course, Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane just before he was arrested. In Matthew 26:39, Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.
在耶稣基督被捕之前，在克西马尼园中的祷告，马太福音26:39，我父啊，如果可以，求你撤去此杯，然而愿你的旨意成就，而非我的意愿。
This then is the truly godly attitude for Christians, the one that recognizes God's right to be boss in our lives.
这应该是我们基督徒生活准则，我们意识到神是我们生命的掌管。
Perhaps not surprisingly, it is a difficult attitude to have.
也许有时候这样做很困难。
It rankles our pride to admit that we are dependent and not in control.
我们要放下自己的骄傲，才能够承认我们并不是完全掌管自己生命的。
We think we'll be happier if we get to call the shots.
我们认为如果我们可以掌管所有的事情，那才多开心。
And a lot of people make a lot of attempts to avoid the truth that we are not in control.
那很多时候我们要挣脱这个神的掌管。
New Age movements, Eastern religions tell you that salvation is found within yourself.
那很多的这个东方的宗教教我们说我们可以自救。
The Word of Faith movement says, never say, God, if your will be done. Always insist on your own will.
那西方也有一些很有问题的教导，是说有一些邪教的人会说，不要说神的旨意成全，要是我们自己的旨意。
And even our evangelical churches sometimes have a disturbing tendency to ignore or explain away those biblical commands we don't like.
那即使我们福音派的教会有时候在圣经中有比较难理解的经文，我们也会曲解。
And all of this is ultimately futile.
但所有这些都是没有意义的。
God is in control and he cannot be dethroned.
神是主管，他不可能失去他的宝座。
But this is not bad news, it's good news.
这并不是坏消息，这是好消息。
Now, our wisdom is limited.
我们的智慧是有限的。
We cannot see the future.
我们不知道未来。
So we cannot be sure what way will turn out the best for us.
我们不知道什么是对自己最好的。
But God is not limited and God can see the future.
但神是无限的，他可以知道未来。
And he knows what way will turn out better for us.
他知道什么是对我们最好。
And God loves us so much we can barely begin to understand it.
那神对我们的爱是如此的高深，我们都不可以理解。
Even to the point of giving up his own son for us.
他给了我们他的独生子。
Therefore, we can be assured that he wants what is best for us and he is able to deliver it. How foolish of us to think we can do a better job of running our own lives than God can. How often we think something, we regret something that happened, we think this went for the worse, and then God turns it for the better. We do not need to strive with God. We can rest in peace and joy in the acknowledgement of His sovereignty. Finally, James concludes with a warning in verse 17, therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin.
雅各书4章17节给了我们最后的警告，所以人若知道善而不去行就是犯罪。
We know that God is sovereign.
我们知道神是掌权的。
We know what He commands in the Bible.
我们知道神的话语通过我们的圣经。
All of it, even the parts we may not like.
所有的圣经的话语，即使我们不喜欢的地方。
Let's let God be God.
那让我们给神他的位置。
Let us live in obedience to Him, appreciating His sovereignty.
让我们能够敬拜神，能够把自己交给神。
As we drive through life, let God be our driving instructor.
当我们开我们生命的这辆车的时候，让神做我们的教师。
As we do that, we will get from point A to the best possible point B for us.
如果我们这样做的话，我们会从A点到最佳的B点。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父。
We acknowledge your sovereignty.
我们认识到你是全能的。
It would be so foolish to deny it. You are in control.
如果我们不承认这一点，那我们是很愚蠢的。
But we know, Father, the love you have for us.
我们知道神你是如何的爱我们。
We know that while our wisdom is limited, yours is infinite.
我们知道我们的智慧是有限的，你的是无限的。
We know that our power is so limited, but yours is infinite.
我们知道我们没有什么全能，但是你。
And so, Lord, please cultivate in each one of us this willingness to submit to your sovereignty.
请让我们愿意能够把我们的生命献给你。
Trusting in you, Lord.
我们可以相信你。
For you said that all things work together for good to those who love you and who are called according to your purpose.
你说了万事会互相效力，让爱神的人得益处。
We submit, O Lord.
我们奉献我们的生命给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.